Now, back to Murph and Mac on KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
All right, Paulie. Home opener just hours away. 1:35 first pitch. So we're literally like 4 hours to the minute here. And
fantastic.
Johnny Cueto takes the mound. See if the Giants can smack the Rockies around a little bit, right?
Yeah, why not? That's what I'm expecting. Yeah.
Let's talk about it. With the man who, along with Farhan Zaidi and the personnel department, crafted together this roster that took the field and had a pretty good opening week, including winning a series in San Diego, general manager Scott Harris, the kid out of the peninsula, don't you know? Hey, Scott, happy opening day. Welcome back to the Murph and Mac Show. How you doing, man?
Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you again. Actually, while I was on hold, Murph, I was thinking about how much I enjoyed all your rage tweeting about UCLA during the tournament. really blew up my Twitter feed every time those guys were playing.
Well, would it be rage or more just like adrenaline, you know?
I'll just say there were very few unspoken or untweeted thoughts during those games, it felt like.
Well, the mute button is a beautiful thing, right? You know, if you need it. So, but for anybody who wanted to get in on the adrenaline train, I was there for you, man. That was this is back-to-back Bruins, by the way. We just had Damon Hack from the Golf Channel on right before you. So just an obligatory question about that squad. That was fun. What it did, Scott, was I think it brought back the program and the fans.
Yeah, man, it was really fun. It was really fun to watch. The only problem was I was watching the Gonzaga game while we were up in Seattle, and so the suite level during the game just erupted when they hit the buzzer beater, and so that sort of added insult to injury there.
I think I saw Marco Gonzalez was seen in the Mariners dugout like going crazy. So, hey, man, that was just a sensational. It was unfortunate Gonzaga didn't cash in because it would have made the game more epic, but I think we had a role in them looking like zombies against Baylor. So, listen, we could talk that another day. Around the batting cage when we're back, we'll talk about that. But so let's talk about this Giants team. And let's start with the week. You know, you guys in the front office, you evaluate a 3-3 road trip. What are you guys saying about this club? Did the club perform to your guys' expectations, or how are you guys feeling?
Yeah, I was in Seattle and San Diego with the team, and one takeaway was I was happy with the way we wrapped up the trip. You know, Wednesday was a gritty win for us. We showed real toughness in all facets of the game. You know, Gausman outdueled the former Cy Young Award winner. Our relievers stepped up and got some big outs for us, including Wandy Peralta with his first ever save in a hostile environment with a runner on second base. And our offense found a way to manufacture a run in extra innings after getting punched in the mouth in the bottom of the eighth. So, you know, I think we'll definitely take a 3-3 trip. It could have been 4-2 if, you know, we pulled out the opening night win, but you know, anytime you finish a trip by taking 2 of 3 in San Diego, and pulling off a gritty win on the last game of a road trip, you'll take it.
I don't want to make too big a deal out of it because it's 162. I've covered baseball seasons as a writer. I know the deal. It's just about the next day's pitch, next game, next pitch. However, when you guys packed up your bags and got your rolling bags out of Petco Park and got on the bus, was there a little bit of looking back at the stadium and going, yeah, you guys got all that love. We just took 2 out of 3.
I mean, you know, not really, only because I feel like we demonstrated last year that we feel like we can play with anyone. And so I think it's a confident group going into Petco. I know, you know, other prognosticators are characterizing us as an underdog, but I just don't think inside the clubhouse the guys feel like underdogs. I think they go into every environment confident that we can play with anyone, and I think we showed that in San Diego.
It is. I mean, maybe that is true because you're right. The outside world doesn't believe in you guys from baseball prospectus on down, but you guys are saying the club you built, the coaching staff and the players, you guys think you can sustain something this season.
I think so. You know, that's the goal of every offseason. You know, early on, we're not focusing too much on the metrics we typically follow during the season. We focus more on how our guys are moving in the box, how our pitcher stuff is translating to the regular season, and how we can help our players get comfortable as soon as possible. And, you know, pulling off a solid first trip and then coming into Oracle today and getting a chance to play in front of fans, a huge step towards sort of normalizing our performance during the season and getting our guys, you know, ready for the grind of the next 156 games.
Scott Harris is the voice you hear, the Giants general manager, Giants home opener. Obviously a magical day here on KNBR. And the Murph and Mac Show is sponsored by AAA Insurance. Get coverage confidence for your auto, home, and life today. Okay, Scott, a little bit about the lineup. And, you know, you and Farhan in the front office, you guys are, we know the deal. You guys mine the data like few others, and you build the team a certain way to face certain pitchers. So this production versus righties and lefties, just your, and I don't know, you know, what you guys consider a small sample size or not, but early on, it looks like you're facing lefties, you guys are more productive than facing righties. Is it way too early to tell, or is that something that's on your guys' radar already?
I think it's a little bit early. You know, we were one of the best offenses in baseball last year against left-handed pitching. And we also felt like we might have been one left-handed hitter short to sort of mimic that production against right-handed pitching. And that's one of the reasons why we went out and got Tommy La Stella. So I think we're more balanced this year than we have been in recent years. I know that the topic of home runs was written about a bunch in the first trip. I think it's always great when you see a guy like Evan Longoria go oppo a couple times, when you see that new guy Buster Posey go deep a couple times in Seattle. But one of the things that we are keeping track of is the quality of our bats and, you know, our on-base skills. I think this is a team that is going to get on base a ton. I think we finished seventh in baseball last year in on-base percentage. And I think up and down our lineup, we have guys that boast real plus on-base skills. And, you know, certainly adding a guy like Tommy La Stella to the mix, who's one of the better on-base threats in baseball, we'll make sure that, you know, the 9 out of 11 solo home runs is rather anomalous, and we're starting to get guys on in front of our power threats and making sure those are 2, 3, and you know, grand slam home runs.
Yeah, right, exactly. Those are better than, I mean, we like homers, but crooked numbers are better. And, in fact, you face two righties this weekend, so we'll see a little bit more evidence this weekend when you face Gonzalez and Marquez. Lefty today for the Rockies, so maybe the Giants will feast. I'm talking to Scott Harris. It's not always sexy to talk about the bullpen. It's just one of those topics that doesn't totally move the needle. But I got to ask, I mean, how you guys are feeling about these production and roles? Should Giants fans understand that Wandy Peralta, I mean, I don't want to overstate one outing, but should we understand that this guy's going to become, you know, Jake McGee is painted as the closer, but Wandy Peralta came in a save situation there. How should we evaluate his role? And then can you comment on McGee as strictly a one-inning guy?
Yeah, I mean, first with Wandy, we're really proud of him for his effort on Wednesday. You know, and any Giants fan can tell you that he has great stuff, right? He touches the upper 90s with his fastball and adds a slider and a changeup that are both a swing and miss weapons for him. And it's all about, you know, pounding the zone with him. And we've talked a lot about that, you know, during last year and in the offseason. And, you know, he's off to a great start. I think he's going to be a key contributor for us in our pen this year. And more generally, you know, I think it's a fair question about our bullpen right now. The early returns haven't been representative of the true talent level in this group, but we believe it's an improved group from last year. You know, the additions of Jake McGee, Matt Whistler, Jose Alvarez, Reyes Maranta, who's back from injury, and John Brebbia, who most fans haven't been able to see yet. He should be back in late May and early June. That group should help us lock down games late and give Cap more options to match up. And specifically to your question about Jake, you know, I don't think he's only a one-inning guy. I think we want to be, you know, careful with his usage early on. You know, Cap is mindful of that every time he makes a call to the pen. But he is going to be a huge part of our bullpen because his experience and ability to miss bats at the end of our pen give me confidence that the group will settle down and help us preserve the lead that we know our starting pitchers and lineup will give us each day.
Okay, well, so far those two lefties, McGee and Peralta, jump out. Obviously, Rogers in the eighth inning, too. And can we do anything about Rogers' white spikes? We got to get rid of those things, right?
I'll talk to him today at the park.
Okay, all right. Tell him, hey, man, that's Farhan's old club across the bay. All right, that's not that. I didn't see Willie Mays out there in the white spikes. So I'm talking to Scott Harris here on the UMA guest line. I forget the timeline, Scott. Were you with the club when Farhan signed Kevin Gausman, or was that before?
Yeah, that was actually the first deal I worked on.
Okay.
When I took this job, but man, it's fun to have him and it's exciting to see him pick up right where he left off.
When you guys were working on that deal, what did you guys know that other people did not know? Because, dude, he looks amazing.
Yeah, I mean, a couple things. You know, Kevin has some real pedigree. You know, he was a first-round pick, and he was one of the better pitching prospects in the game coming up with the Orioles. And, you know, when he got to the big leagues, you know, his stuff showed up. We just felt like we could help him refine some of the shapes and improve the sequencing with some of his mix. And, you know, the vast majority of the credit goes to Kevin for making those adjustments last year and translating it into, you know, a huge year for us. But I think our pitching infrastructure deserves a ton of credit, too. You know, as soon as we signed him, they reached out and started working with him and made sure that, you know, one of the things that they added to his routine last year was he started throwing more competitive bullpens. I think he's talked about that, and that really helped him continue to work on things between starts and make sure that he kept getting better throughout the season, and we're hoping that he can emulate that this year.
Well, he just looks sensational. The rest of the rotation, I thought, performed pretty darn well. The guy we see today, Johnny Cueto, you know, what are the realistic expectations at his age? And you know, after his opening start in Seattle, what are you guys evaluating with him?
Yeah, well, one of the things that stuck out to me in his start in Seattle is he missed a ton of bats. You know, that's always a great sign for Johnny, you know, given his history. I don't think we can rule out any performance for him this year. It's a guy who really knows himself as well as anyone. He, you know, is always willing to improvise on the mound. And, you know, he's another year removed from surgery now. So we're hoping that'll give him an additional boost this year and help him return to the Johnny Cueto that we all know and love.
Well, it'd be fun to watch him today. A couple more for Scott Harris here, Giants GM. Yesterday, Lance Lynn threw a complete game shutout. Can you predict, will a Giant throw a complete game shutout this year?
It feels like complete games are against the rules now in our game.
I know.
You know, there's like a handful every year.
It took Tony La Russa to send him out there for the ninth, right?
Yeah, I mean, if anyone's going to do it for us, it's probably going to be Kevin. You know, there's been a bunch of starts in which he's been very pitch efficient in the early innings and held his stuff late into games. And so, you know, I wouldn't count him out. He's the guy to watch for a complete game this year.
I was thinking that's the guy. He almost got knocking on that door in San Diego. Finally, you mentioned the new guy, the catcher. And for all the fans who are going today, and I know Copes is going and I'm going with my family, and we're going to see 28 trot out there. And, you know, you saw the catching last year and you're seeing the catching already this year. And what can you tell us from inside the building what Buster has done to the team?
Buster has been a huge shot in the arm for us, you know, on the field, off the field, on the plane, on the bus. He's, you know, a guy who has achieved everything you could hope for in this game. And he does it with such humility and class and professionalism that he's just great to have around again. You know, my first year was 2020 and he wasn't around. So I'm personally enjoying, you know, interacting with him and picking his brain and learning from him. And I know some of our young guys are too. He's taken a few of the young guys under his wing and started mentoring them and helping them, you know, translate their talent into performance, which is something he has done as well as anyone in the game. So I hope he gets a huge ovation today when he trots out there for the first time. And I hope Giants fans enjoy having him back on the field as much as I am.
It's going to be awesome. All right, Scott, good rundown of the squad. We know you guys are feeling pretty good about your chances. And I thought it was a really good first week. And now maybe get some go get some eating in on the Rockies, right? And then here come the Reds, by the way. You guys ready for Nick Castellanos and his act on Monday?
Absolutely. We'll be ready, but first the Rockies.
All right. Thanks, Scott. Thanks for coming on.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
There he is, Scott Harris, Giants GM. All right, yeah.
So think, everything's Bobby? In place now, Murph. It's up to you. It's up to you and the family.
How about Copes?
And Copes, of course. It's up to him and you and –
How about Waterboy sneaking in with his longboard, too, right?
Yeah, Waterboy's got a responsibility, too. I'll be here in my home judging from afar, pointing and judging. But, no, I'll be rooting. And, Murph, I'm expecting you to bring home a W on home opener day. So
Giants get this one today, right?
I would think so. It feels like it.
They get this one today.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I always like to predict a little bit. Two or three, I'm I might be calling for a sweep, guys.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, sure.
You cool with
that? Yeah, I'm totally cool with that. Yes. That way you can make them hum babies on Monday. See, it'll be nice.
Ah, there you go. All right. Well, we'll hand it over to Papa and Lund on the other side.
Wow.
Get ready for the Ghirardelli Sunday delivered to our seats.
Good for you. Yeah,
I know. This is great. Home opener, everybody, on KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.